Today's date is May 18th, 2026, and this is a briefing for Dan. We have six stories today. Create Medicines secures $122 million for in vivo CAR T therapies, promising an innovative approach in oncology. A study on CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing shows potential for personalized cancer treatments by targeting tumor-specific genes. Title: Create Medicines secures $122 million investment for innovative in vivo CAR T therapy.
Create Medicines has successfully raised $122 million in a Series B funding round, a significant investment aimed at advancing its in vivo CAR T therapies targeting both cancer and autoimmune diseases. This funding reflects a robust confidence from the investment community in the potential of innovative oncology solutions amid a competitive landscape marked by evolving treatment modalities. The funding round, led by New Path Partners and Arch Venture Partners, underscores the strategic focus these venture capital firms place on oncology therapies potentially poised to disrupt conventional treatment paradigms.
Create Medicines, formerly known as Myeloid Therapeutics, aims to tackle existing inefficiencies within CAR-T therapy with its pioneering in vivo approach. Standard CAR-T therapies require complex logistics, including the extraction of a patient's T cells, their genetic modification outside the body, and subsequent reintroduction. The in vivo methodology proposed by Create Medicines aims to streamline this process by generating CAR T cells directly within the patient. This is considered a transformative approach that could provide significant benefits in terms of cost effectiveness and manufacturing efficiency. The specific mechanisms underpinning Create's in vivo CAR T therapies involve the utilization of advanced vector delivery systems designed to express a chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, directly within the patient's T cells. Such a strategy could mitigate existing challenges associated with traditional ex vivo therapies, particularly those related to the durability of CAR expression and the logistical hurdles involved in manipulating a patient's own cells. However, the field of in vivo CAR-T presents significant challenges, especially regarding the efficacy and safety profiles of these therapies. Ensuring effective vector delivery and maintaining CAR expression over time remain paramount for the success of Create's candidates. Specific details regarding the pipeline's lead assets, including mechanisms of action, were not disclosed, which adds a layer of uncertainty for investors regarding the potential timelines for clinical trials. Investor sentiment remains cautiously optimistic following Create's funding announcement on May 14, 2026. The general trend within the oncology space is shifting towards less conventional CAR-T approaches, with a notable increase in venture capital allocations, indicating a broader market trend favoring innovative treatment protocols. The competitive landscape is particularly dynamic, especially with Eli Lilly's $2.4 billion acquisition of Orna Therapeutics, which also concentrates on the in vivo CAR-T arena. This acquisition not only strengthens Lilly's position in a burgeoning market, but also highlights the urgency for Create to validate its approach and demonstrate clinical efficacy rapidly. Create Medicines' focus on dual indications for its in vivo therapies, cancer and autoimmune diseases, positions it favorably to leverage a larger market opportunity. As the program progresses, industry analysts will closely monitor how the company intends to navigate anticipated regulatory challenges. In vivo gene therapies often face increased scrutiny from regulatory agencies, particularly concerning efficacy and long-term safety, especially when compared to established therapies. The financial backing of $122 million will enable Create to accelerate clinical development efforts, potentially impacting treatment guidelines within oncology. This investment illustrates a significant endorsement of the company's innovative strategy amidst rising interest in novel therapeutic options, particularly those simplifying the CAR-T treatment protocols. Continuing to closely monitor Create Medicines' trajectory and its developments across both preclinical and clinical avenues will provide valuable insights into the evolving landscape of CAR-T therapies. The therapeutic landscape is seeing a paradigm shift driven by technological advancements, and in vivo methodologies may become the preferred standard of care, thereby altering competitive dynamics in oncology. As Create advances, open questions linger regarding the specific candidates under development, their respective clinical timelines, and potential safety profiles based on preliminary data. These inquiries are central to understanding not only Create's future direction, but also the broader implications for investor sentiment and treatment protocols in the complex oncology market. In conclusion, the recent funding round signifies not just a financial milestone for Create Medicines, but also embodies an overarching shift in investor priorities. The landscape for CAR-T therapies is transforming, driven by innovative approaches and rising equity interests, which positions in vivo methodologies at the forefront of future oncology treatment paradigms. Investors should remain vigilant, as the ongoing developments from Create could define new treatment standards and reshape investment strategies within the oncology sector. A recent study published in Cell on April 20, 2026, demonstrates a significant leap in the potential of CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology, specifically in targeting oncogenic genes that drive cancer cell proliferation. The research, originating from a collaboration between scientists at the University of California, San Diego, UCSD, and the Salk Institute for Biological Studies, is co-led by Dr. Jennifer Doudna and Dr. Feng Zhang, both pioneers in genome editing research. This work could redefine strategies in personalized cancer therapies, allowing for tailored treatments based on individual tumor genetics. The study reveals that CRISPR-Cas9 can effectively disrupt specific genes that are critical for cancer growth, with a precision that outstrips conventional treatment modalities. In this context, targeting genes such as KRAS and others involved in the survivability and apoptosis evasion of tumor cells was highlighted. By executing pinpoint edits on these oncogenic pathways, researchers provide solid evidence that it is feasible to not just inhibit, but also potentially reverse tumor progression. This represents a departure from standard chemotherapy approaches, which do not consider the specific genetic aberrations present in individual tumors. Mechanistically, CRISPR-Cas9 relies on a guide RNA directing the Cas9 nucleus to specific DNA sequences, inducing double-strand breaks that can disrupt cancer-related genes. The study highlights this method's ability to edit critical pathways, particularly underlining the importance of addressing common oncogenic drivers. The implications of this targeted approach could be transformational, presenting a pathway toward personalized medicine where treatments are customized based on a patient's unique genetic landscape. Previously published work has demonstrated varying degrees of success in using CRISPR for gene knockouts. Most notably, a 2018 study published in Scientific Reports reported on the selective targeting of KRAS oncogenic alleles by CRISPR-Cas9, which inhibited the proliferation of cancerous cells. However, the recent study advances this understanding by providing actionable insights that could enable efficient clinical translation. Despite these promising findings, the research emphasizes that clinical validation remains a critical next step. The uptake of such technology in therapeutic applications will necessitate rigorous testing in human trials to assess both efficacy and safety comprehensively. Additionally, concerns regarding off-target effects, earlier noted as significant drawbacks in gene editing applications, must be adequately addressed. The authors advocate for deep genomic profiling to ascertain CRISPR specificity in clinical settings. The implications of this study extend beyond just therapeutic efficacy. They point toward evolving competitive landscapes within oncology therapeutics. As CRISPR technologies navigate through a complex regulatory environment, companies that direct their research and development efforts towards CRISPR-based innovations may find themselves at a notable competitive advantage. As an illustration, firms such as Editas Medicine, which focus on CRISPR technology in therapeutic applications, may see investment strategies pivot towards them, given these advancements. While details on the specific authors and their affiliations were confirmed, it remains essential to understand the institutional support underpinning these innovative approaches. As of now, the study in Cell represents a critical verification of advanced CRISPR technology, lending credibility to ongoing research efforts. Expert commentary from leaders in genomic editing reveals a cautious optimism about the potential of CRISPR-Cas9 in transforming cancer treatment paradigms. They emphasize the need to remain vigilant to avoid overhyping this technology, particularly regarding unanswered ethical and practical questions, such as the long-term implications of human gene editing. Current discussions also shed light on unresolved concerns, particularly surrounding the delivery mechanisms required to efficiently target tumor cells with CRISPR components. Solutions must be honed to mitigate systemic effects that could lead to unintended consequences during treatment. Moreover, the ethical considerations related to genome editing are paramount. Discussions among medical professionals, ethicists, and legal experts emphasize the need for robust frameworks guiding gene editing in human subjects as the technology advances toward clinical application. In conclusion, the recent findings on CRISPR-Cas9 underscore not just a novel approach for targeting cancer, but they also pave the way for investment in personalized oncology treatments. The balance between the excitement of scientific breakthroughs and the thorough vetting of long-term implications captures the current landscape of research in gene editing. As this field continues to evolve, meticulous scrutiny of methodologies and ethical frameworks will remain essential for stakeholders aiming to leverage CRISPR technology effectively in combating cancer. Title: Novel Biomarkers for Pancreatic Cancer Detection. Recent research published in the New England Journal of Medicine highlights significant advancements in the early detection of pancreatic cancer through the identification of novel biomarkers. Led by Dr. David H. Ilson from Weill Cornell Medicine, this collaborative study, across multiple esteemed institutions, aims to enhance diagnostic capabilities for a malignancy notorious for its late-stage presentation and dismal survival rates. Historically, pancreatic cancer has a 5-year survival rate of approximately 10%, primarily due to late-stage diagnoses when symptoms are often nonspecific. Current standard biomarkers such as CA19-9 are limited in sensitivity and specificity, underscoring an urgent need for more reliable diagnostic tools. This research focuses on the identification of biomarkers that could facilitate the development of blood tests aimed at earlier diagnosis, significantly impacting the screening of high-risk populations. The study involved meticulous analysis of extensive patient datasets to establish a correlation between specific biomarkers and the presence of pancreatic cancer. Initial findings suggest that the identified biomarkers are linked to dysregulated molecular pathways, notably the WNT-beta-catenin signaling pathway, which is integral to cancer progression. This mechanistic insight is vital for validating these biomarkers while also highlighting potential therapeutic targets that could emerge from further research. The implications of these findings extend beyond mere academic interest. If successfully validated in larger clinical trials, these biomarkers could transform screening processes for individuals with heightened risk, including those with familial predispositions or genetic mutations like BRCA1/2. Enhanced early detection could lead to earlier interventions, improving treatment outcomes and survival prospects significantly. Moreover, the commercial potential for diagnostics companies focusing on blood-based tests is substantial. Given the unmet clinical need for effective early detection methods, there is a ripe opportunity for investor engagement in this realm. Companies that leverage these biomarkers could emerge as market leaders, aligning with current healthcare trends focused on personalized medicine and non-invasive diagnostic methodologies. However, caution is warranted. The study's findings must undergo rigorous validation in more extensive and diverse cohorts to ascertain clinical utility. Furthermore, the exact biological roles of the identified biomarkers within cancer biology remain to be elucidated through ongoing and future research efforts. Understanding the intricacies of these biomarkers will be critical for navigating the pathways toward regulatory approval for new diagnostic tests. The timeline for transitioning from these preliminary findings to practical clinical applications is still uncertain. Regulatory hurdles and the necessity for robust clinical trial designs complicate the landscape, necessitating further inquiry into how these findings will ultimately reshape current screening practices for pancreatic cancer in high-risk demographics. The broader context of this research intersects with recent advancements in biomarker identification. Notably, studies focusing on the ANPEP and PIGR biomarkers have garnered attention, indicating an evolving competitive framework within pancreatic cancer diagnostics. This study, situated within that context, not only builds upon prior research, but also aims to push the boundaries further. Engagement from investors will be crucial during the next phases of this study, particularly as the commercial viability of these biomarkers becomes more apparent. As the landscape of pancreatic cancer diagnostics shifts, opportunities will emerge that could alter the trajectory of early detection and patient care. An array of unresolved questions remains concerning the specific clinical trials planned to further validate these biomarkers. How do they integrate with existing frameworks for pancreatic cancer research? Additionally, what barriers to implementation must be navigated before these biomarkers can be adopted in clinical practice? continuous monitoring and strategic investment in this area will be essential as the study progresses. In summary, the identification of novel biomarkers holds promise for revolutionizing early detection strategies in pancreatic cancer, with the potential to greatly enhance survival rates among high-risk populations. This research not only contributes to improved diagnostic methodologies, but also stimulates interest in the translational potential within the oncology sector. As the study advances, ongoing validation efforts will be paramount in addressing challenges and seizing the substantial opportunities ahead in cancer diagnostics. On May 14, 2026, Oncotec announced a significant milestone in the oncology landscape by raising $20 million in a Series B funding round. This capital is earmarked specifically to advance clinical trials for its lead immunotherapy candidate, PeritonTreat. This funding announcement underscores a growing investor sentiment favoring innovative approaches that diverge from traditional checkpoint inhibitors, reflective of a shifting paradigm in oncology treatment strategies. PeritonTreat operates through a proprietary mechanism designed to enhance T-cell activation and expansion within the tumor microenvironment. This mechanism positions it favorably against standard approaches, which primarily focus on blocking inhibitory signals. By leveraging established immune pathways to activate T-cells, Oncotec aims for a more potent and durable immune response against malignancies. This strategy has significant implications, particularly given the limitations associated with existing checkpoint inhibitors, which can lead to suboptimal efficacy in certain patient populations. The stated objectives of this financing round echo the broader market dynamics, where total oncology investments have surged to around $6 billion in 2022, reflecting robust investor confidence in transformative cancer therapies. Over the past few years, there's been an evident uptick in venture capital flowing toward innovative immunotherapy modalities, strongly indicating a transition towards strategies that prioritize alternative immune engagements. However, critical details regarding the trial specifics remain limited. The announcement failed to disclose investor identities, a common omission that typically features prominently in financing news. Identifying the backers of this Series B funding could yield valuable insights into Oncotec's strategic partnerships and potential market positioning. Furthermore, there are currently no specifications regarding the targeted indications or patient populations for PeritonTreat. This lack of detail could hinder stakeholder assessment of the clinical viability and relevance of the treatment. Notably, venture capitalists will be interested in how quickly and effectively these trials can yield robust clinical data. Analysts suggest that Oncotec's funding represents not only a financial endorsement of its immunotherapy platform, but also reflects a larger trend toward novel therapeutic avenues addressing significant unmet needs in oncology. Companies pursuing innovative solutions that extend beyond the traditional repertoire are strategically placed to capture both market share and investor interest. The competitive landscape within oncology continues to evolve, marked by a transition towards diverse modalities that target various facets of the immune response. Firms are innovating not only through traditional immunotherapy pathways, but also exploring avenues such as oncolytic viruses, combination therapies, and other adaptive strategies. Oncotec's approach with PeritonTreat could potentially carve out a niche in this crowded marketplace, particularly as companies across the sector vie to establish their efficacy profiles. In conclusion, while Oncotec's recent Series B funding is a noteworthy indicator of investor confidence in the capacity for novel immunotherapy approaches, several critical questions remain unanswered. The identities of the investors involved in the funding have not been disclosed, leaving room for speculation regarding strategic alliances. Additionally, specific trial designs, endpoints, and targeted indications for PeritonTreat have yet to be detailed. As the landscape of oncology therapy continues to adapt, Oncotec must navigate these complexities by elucidating both its clinical trial architecture and the mechanistic objectives of PeritonTreat. Continued monitoring of these developments will be essential to assess how this funding impacts Oncotec's trajectory and overall strategic alignment within the fast-paced oncology sector. The deployment of this funding will not only influence the immediate clinical objectives for Oncotec, but could also set a precedent for future investments, highlighting the intricate ties between innovative therapy development and the interests of progressive investors in the biotechnology space. Looking ahead, as additional data emerges from the clinical trials of PeritonTreat, it will be crucial to determine whether Oncotec can substantiate its claims regarding improved patient outcomes. Stakeholders will likely seek clarity on its therapeutic positioning and how well it resonates with evolving treatment paradigms in oncology. Title: BMS and Hengrui Pharma Partnership. Bristol-Myers Squibb BMS has solidified its strategic pivot into oncology drug development with a transformative partnership with Jiangsu Hengrui Pharma, committing an upfront payment of $600 million to advance 13 early-stage oncology programs. This collaboration presents a potential deal value exceeding $15 billion, reflecting a growing trend of Western pharmaceutical companies capitalizing on the innovative capabilities of Chinese biotechs to enhance research and development timelines. This partnership arises amidst escalating pressures in the oncology landscape, characterized by increased development costs and prolonged clinical trial durations. While Hengrui has established a robust portfolio known for its efficacy, specific details about the programs involved have not yet been disclosed, leaving important questions about the targets and stages of these early-stage candidates. Hengrui is positioned strategically within the Chinese biotech landscape, boasting significant advancements in R&D that have garnered attention from global players like BMS. The collaboration with Hengrui offers BMS an avenue to expedite access to potentially groundbreaking therapies while also alleviating some of the financial burden associated with in-house development pipelines. Analysts posit that the financial commitment indicated by this upfront payment reflects confidence in Hengrui's established research capabilities, but specific performance metrics or past successes of the oncology programs involved remain unconfirmed. As BMS integrates Hengrui's offerings, this partnership underscores a broader industry shift towards collaborative models aimed at mitigating risk and accelerating drug development pipelines. The fast-paced advancements within the Chinese biotech sector, combined with prior collaborations like those seen with AstraZeneca and GSK, present a formidable competitive landscape. Notably, AstraZeneca's recent $15 billion investment in China highlights the industry's collective acknowledgement of the value that new and innovative entities like Hengrui bring to the table. The focus on 13 early-stage oncology programs is particularly intriguing, but without clear insights into the therapeutic targets and mechanisms they encompass, the full impact of this alliance remains to be seen. The uncertainty surrounding these details raises crucial considerations regarding how these candidates will interface with BMS's existing oncology portfolio, particularly in light of BMS's recent decisions to streamline its pipeline, including the discontinuation of non-performing assets. Analysts watching the trajectory of this partnership emphasize the potential ramifications it holds for the competitive positioning of BMS against its peers. Should these early-stage candidates move swiftly through the clinical development process, backed by Hengrui's capabilities, the competitive advantage could be substantial. More broadly, partnerships such as this one are likely to reshape investment strategies within oncology-focused venture capital. Stakeholders may be prompted to reassess emerging biotech firms not only by their innovative capabilities, but also by their potential for expedited pathways from development to market. Investors are expected to place increased value on the operational efficiencies and regulatory agility of biotechs operating under this collaborative model. However, the partnership also invites scrutiny regarding the intellectual property challenges and regulatory compliance intricacies inherent to cross-border collaborations. Recent analysis by PwC highlights heightened risks associated with rapid advancements in the Chinese biotech sector, particularly concerning IP security and strategic alignment. As this collaboration unfolds, investors must remain vigilant, particularly regarding milestone achievements that will clarify the ultimate $15 billion valuation, as well as to understand how the regulatory environment may shape the development timelines of these therapies. Specifics about the therapeutic targets of the programs and their respective stages are crucial for gauging future success and alignment with ongoing strategies in both BMS's and Hengrui's pipelines. Overall, the BMS-Hengrui partnership demonstrates a pronounced strategic shift within oncology-focused drug development, recognizing the advantages of leveraging innovative capabilities and enhancing market competitiveness through collaborative efforts. As the oncology landscape evolves, this partnership could redefine future collaborations, prompting a reevaluation of how venture capital assesses opportunities in the rapidly changing biopharma environment. Stakeholders will closely monitor the progress of the partnership, awaiting further revelations about the programs involved and their mechanistic proposals,
which will ultimately influence the landscape of targeted oncology therapies. In conclusion, while the $600 million upfront commitment signifies trust in Hengrui's capabilities, the precise nature of the programs within this partnership remains unclear. The path forward entails not only collaborative successes, but also a keen awareness of the regulatory landscapes and competitive dynamics that will shape the future of oncology therapeutics. Mitochondrial dynamics in cancer treatment. Recent research published in Critical Reviews in Oncology Hematology presents significant insights into the potential therapeutic implications of targeting intercellular mitochondrial transfer mechanisms in cancer. This work elucidates how mitochondrial dynamics contribute to tumor growth, drug resistance, and immune evasion, highlighting transformative opportunities for therapeutic interventions. The study focuses on the phenomena through which tumor cells exchange mitochondria with neighboring cells, significantly enhancing their metabolic capabilities. This exchange not only sustains rapid tumor growth, but also provides adaptive resistance against therapeutic interventions. Notably, cancer-associated neurons have been shown to enhance tumor metabolic capacity through mitochondrial transfer. This intercellular dynamic underscores a critical aspect of metabolic reprogramming within the tumor microenvironment, which is pivotal for developing targeted therapies. The article posits that therapies aimed at disrupting mitochondrial dynamics could offer novel strategies for targeting the metabolic support systems that underpin tumor survival and growth. For instance, inhibiting pathways involving proteins such as MYRO1 and others involved in mitochondrial transport may fragment these indispensable metabolic interdependencies. By targeting these pathways, there's potential to create a new class of therapeutics, which could work synergistically with existing treatments, particularly immunotherapies, enhancing efficacy against resistant cancer phenotypes. Key evidence from the study reinforces the association between mitochondrial transfer and various oncological processes. The findings reveal that disruptions in mitochondrial dynamics negatively influence therapeutic outcomes, suggesting a need for precision targeting. Researchers strive to identify specific molecular targets within these pathways. Understanding the mechanisms facilitating mitochondrial transfer could lead to actionable insights for improving treatment responses. Investors and oncologists face both challenges and opportunities discussed in this research. The work implies that enhancing existing therapeutic strategies through modulation of mitochondrial dynamics could lead to significant advancements in cancer treatment. This necessitates a paradigm shift where treatment modalities pivot from solely targeting cancer cells directly to incorporating strategies that modify the metabolic landscape of the tumor. Current evidence also illustrates that the transfer of mitochondria not only supports tumor metabolism, but facilitates immune evasion. Cancer cells effectively transfer mitochondria to tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, TILs, impairing the T cell's capability to mount effective anti-tumor responses. This interplay complicates the effectiveness of immunotherapies, indicating that strategies targeting mitochondrial dynamics could potentially restore T cell function and bolster anti-tumor immunity. However, critical caveats persist. Establishing the clinical relevance of targeting mitochondrial transfer necessitates rigorous validation via preclinical models before progression to human trials. Furthermore, the heterogeneity of cancer types presents a significant challenge. Not all tumors exhibit the same dependencies on mitochondrial dynamics. Identifying specific cancer types that are most responsive to these therapeutic strategies is crucial. The study also brings to light broader implications regarding metabolic pathways and their interactions with immune responses. Emerging literature increasingly indicates that metabolic alterations in cancer cells directly influence mechanisms of immune escape. Understanding these interactions may lead to multifaceted therapeutic approaches that synergistically combine metabolic targeting with immunotherapy strategies. Despite the promising nature of this research, investors should remain judicious. The translation of mechanistic insights into clinically applicable therapies requires comprehensive validation through preclinical studies. Key considerations linger regarding which therapeutic targets hold the most promise, the ideal trial designs, and potential unintended consequences when intervening in non-cancerous tissues. This research accentuates the urgent need to reassess conventional oncology strategies, especially in contexts where tumors demonstrate resilience to standard treatments. For stakeholders, the implications are far-reaching.
Early-stage biotech companies focusing on these insights may attract significant investment if they generate viable therapeutic candidates. As the field continues to develop, attention to the nuances of mitochondrial dynamics will be essential for both clinical application and investment strategy. The intricate interplay between metabolism and tumor biology complicates the landscape of oncological therapies, yet it may ultimately redefine benchmarks for treatment efficacy. This evolving framework holds the potential to introduce novel therapeutic avenues in the fight against cancer, warranting close monitoring by investors and institutions alike. In conclusion, the implications of this research extend beyond theoretical constructs, offering actionable insights for therapeutic development. Engaging with emerging companies that target mitochondrial transfer could present significant investment opportunities, as the therapies that emerge from this mechanistic understanding may significantly reshape treatment paradigms in oncology. That is the briefing for today.